became poor, so that by his poverty we might become rich.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in every small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. A person who is dishonest in every small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with the true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus' teaching gives us a fundamental truth for what we have to follow. To follow God. But we never see God. Where is God? That's why Jesus says, "Come and follow me." Although today we don't see him, but we read his words through the Gospels. We got a teaching from church. It's by the Holy Spirit. We are guided by the Lord towards him. He earns for our love. Jesus himself is inviting each one of us, "Come to me." I know that we are living in this world. We have to feed our children, build our house, protect our family, for the health, for the education. We have to do sacrifices, of course. This is part of the will of God. The will of God is not only whatever you do, of course, to the greater glory of God. But we expect also your heart belongs to him. He wants your heart. Jesus wants you. He wants to through you to love more. Because many times we're handicapped to love. We love very little. Even you do sacrifices when you are unhappy, because we don't have the centeredness of the love of God in us. We do many things, sacrifice many things, but we are not happy. Because why? Because in our heart there is no God. That's why in the end Jesus, one cannot serve two masters, either God or Mammon. That means the worldly things. He wants, first of all, to be at ease, peace, be with you. Just want you to share His peace. He knows that you sacrifice many things, but you're not satisfied. Because at times, we just consider our suffering. Nobody knows. But Jesus knows. You feel so lonely, but you're never lonely. You're poor, you are not poor. Jesus is there. He gave you the light, equal to strength. Come to me. If we are not far from the Lord, we got all the temptation we cannot stand. Today, the world today is very difficult to fight against temptations without the gift of the Lord, His grace. Jesus promised, I am with you. But we have to do our steps. Have time for Him. Your heart have the space for Him. Not necessarily the 24 hours you pray. But it's always there. The Lord is there. All the sufferings you shared. Don't cry just because two people don't understand you. Jesus was misunderstood for so many times. But it was joyful. That's the point. Be joyful. You say, I cannot. Very heavy. That's why Jesus is taking your cross together. We take together. Sometimes the suffering not only for yourself. Sometimes your suffering is to offer for the salvation of the whole humanity. We are one family. We are called for one family. I know that you have a perfect family, you have a perfect community, everything is perfect. But why sometimes you still have to suffer? Because we belong to this world. We are one big family. You are not alone. We share it. Jesus is inviting each one of us to live for Him. The Holy Spirit is in you. Many times if you don't follow His wisdom, you will fall apart. You cannot serve two masters. The master is from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is in you. If you don't have a quiet heart, if you only think of your human reasons, it's going to end up with peace. It's important. Start every day a new day. Even though yesterday you didn't live up, you didn't serve the Lord much, you didn't love much, start level to eight. Last week we have the gospel on the prodigal son. Jesus, God is our Father. Jesus is our brother. He knows each one of us. He does so much like that each one of us believe in peace, in joy, happiness, even though we are poor. But Jesus Himself, He Himself is poor. But He's peace. Because He's humble. Because love. So we are invited to live this peace, to live this joy. Jesus wants to share with you, especially in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, when you receive Him, stay with Him. Be yourself a movable tabernacle wherever you go, keep this Jesus in you. If this is in you, you can love more. Because Jesus expects you to love each of your neighbor as you love Jesus. Whatever you do to the least, you'll do it to me. Difficult, but with Jesus, easier. So if all the time you keep Jesus in you, in a prayerful manner, offering all the suffering to get of Him, for whatever reason. Sometimes, humanly speaking, there's no reason. You just suffer and suffer. Offer. This is our mass. This is our daily life. When you have this spirit of sacrifice, of living together with the Lord, the rest will be solved. Seek first the kingdom of God. The rest will be given. Seek first to love with Him, in Him, for Him. No one can serve two masters. If you serve yourself, if only you serve only for your family, it's not in love. It's not enough. You have the purity of intentions apart from humility. Only for Him. Infinite small things, Jesus said, you small things, you're trustworthy. You're trustworthy in big things. So believe, you are not a small potatoes. In the heart of Jesus, very important, even for you oneself, He will die for you on the cross. You are loved. Without any condition. Trust in His love. Nothing else. Share His love with other people. You're not living for yourself. You should be a new person. That's what St. Paul says. Today, it's not me who lives, but Jesus lives in you. Lives in me. That's what Paul says. Although, of course, Paul's suffering too many things. He experienced whatever he shouldn't do, he did it. Whatever he should do, he didn't do it. His experience. He knows if to follow Christ step by step, day by day, he still fail. But instead, he also say, every day, I put a new self and put away the old self. We are always of the old selves. Put away. Start again. Put a new self. New means one mind, one heart with the Lord. Tell Him that you love Him. Tell Him that you trust Him. Tell Him that you are weak, but you need His grace. He said, but at least you have to say your yes. You want to follow Him.
Peace,
I believe.
You are the Father.